Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily Relationships, episode 97. Seven Simple Steps to Turn Enemies into Friends, part 2. By Laura and Mark Tong with GoodLifeZen.com. And I'm Joss Marie, your host and personal narrator right here on the Relationships edition of Optimal Living Daily. This is the show where Justin Mullick hand-selects articles from some of the best relationship blogs in the world, and I get to read them to you every Monday through Friday for free. Today, I have the second part of a two-part mini-series by Laura and Mark Tong with GoodLifeZen.com. So please make sure and check out yesterday's episode first to hear part one if you haven't already. And with that, let's hear today's post and continue optimizing your life. Seven Simple Steps to Turn Enemies into Friends, part two, by Laura and Mark Tong with GoodLifeZen.com. Number four, keep talking. Quote, "It pays to know the enemy, not least because at some time you may have the opportunity to turn him into a friend." Margaret Thatcher. When two countries are in an escalating dispute, the first thing the politicians do is withdraw their diplomatic staff. At the exact time they need all channels of communication open, they sever them, a disastrous policy for any hope of a resolution. Silence or avoidance never lead to an end to conflict. Even if the strength of the other person's animosity were to weaken over time, and often time strengthens animosity, there would still be no agreement or harmony between you. Here's where your creativity kicks in. If they refuse to meet you, engineer opportunities to bump into each other. Keep the conversation going however you can. Remember, this is your decision. If your relationship with the person is toxic, this may be further than you choose to go. Still, it's worth considering. Where there's communication, there's still hope of resolution. Number five, disarm them. Quote, "When armies are mobilized and issues joined, the man who is sorry over the fact will always win." Lao Tzu. Wow, at this point, you've managed to make some major shifts in your thinking toward this difficult person. Congratulations. Now, draw further on your resolve and follow up with a single, powerful action. Apologize. Be the one who is big enough to offer a heartfelt sorry. This is not a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of promoting the best cause in life, friendship. Realize something about your relationship, or their perception of it, is twisting the tourniquet of their personal pain. Maybe they've misinterpreted an innocent conversation or action on your part. You may have unwittingly stamped all over their ego, beliefs, or even dreams. Whatever the case, you can still apologize. This selfless act tells them that you acknowledge their hurt as real and valid. Be big, be sensitive, be genuine. Number six. Overwhelm them. Quote, "The only way to have a friend is to be one." Ralph Waldo Emerson. By now, you will have clearly demonstrated your positive feelings and intentions toward this person. Understand that doing these things does not constitute accepting their poor behavior. Rather, these acts are a testament to your strength of character and your unshakable positive stance. Want to take it even further? Now it's time to nail up your friendship manifesto. Let them know how much of a friend you are with extreme kindness. Go out of your way to be generous. Instead of making time for yourself, make time for them. Rock their day with an unexpected, thoughtful act. Top this off by showing genuine respect. Show them you recognize their value and contribution. Meet their human need for validation. Ramp your efforts up by taking every opportunity to praise them, especially to others. Only speak positively of them. Don't ever talk about the unpleasant things they may have done or said. Again, this needs to be genuine, So search diligently for ways you can show honest appreciation for their efforts and actions. Ready for the tricky bit? A true friend shares the good times and the bad. If you truly want to turn an enemy into a friend, treat them as such and be vulnerable when life gets rocky. Yes, ask your enemy to help you. If your friendship message hasn't gotten through already, this will take a hammer to their negative perception of you. Number 7, conquer their hearts with unrelenting love. Quote, love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Martin Luther King Jr. Love your enemy? Whoa, that probably seems about as doable as taming a rabid shrew, right? But remember what's at stake here, your peace of mind and your happiness. Again, it's your choice whether or not to go this far. Start by focusing only on their lovable aspects. Act only lovingly toward them. Transform your respect into fondness and your appreciation into affection. Grow your empathy into love. Turn an enemy into a friend using all the points above, but turn an enemy into a lifelong friend by showing them genuine love. A lifetime of animosity or a lifetime of friendship? How magical would your life be if loving friends stood right where your enemies are today? Imagine the animosity is gone. Picture the fight is over, done with. No more hurt or anger, no more tears, and no more fear of what will or won't be said or done. The whole situation gone, forgotten, never to be repeated. You look forward to your days again, relaxed, happy. Hey, it isn't necessarily easy, and it isn't always going to work, but you never know until you try. It takes a special person to take that first step and admit they wronged someone, and then put that wrong right. It takes an exceptional person to take the first step when they believe they are the one who has been wronged. But if you take that step, the only thing you have to lose is an enemy. Be special. Be exceptional. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 7 Simple Steps to Turn Enemies into Friends by Laura and Mark Tong with GoodLifeZen.com. Thank you so much to Laura and Mark for letting us share this beautiful post here on Optimal Living Daily Relationships today and yesterday. We always love hearing from different authors and broadening our pool of content. And that's a wrap for episode 97. Thanks so much for joining me here on this lovely Tuesday, and I hope to see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.